Hello, 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 my lovelies. Hello, hi, Jo Warwick here. And we're on to day 8. And today, oh well, you know, you've been through a week and been through a process. And this is the most beautiful, perfect day to talk about the spiral of manifestation, of creation, and the bit in between, the bit that we often struggle with. Now, once again, it is the most exquisite morning overlooking the sea. But today also the sea is a mill pond. It is so flat and crystal and exquisite. It's just beautiful, but not a wave in sight. And that's why today is so ideal to talk about this subject matter. So often we can feel really comfortable in growth. We want the growth, growth, growth. Or we can be okay with the letting go. And just like breathing, you have a cycle that you are aware of, that you breathe in and you breathe out. But there's also a natural holding space at the top of abundance of the body uses it as infiltration. But it's a bit like summer in the seasons where you want to kind of enjoy the riches and the abundance that you have. And then you come into autumn and there's this letting go, releasing what doesn't serve you and allowing the nutrients to come within, but also letting go. And then there's a natural at the bottom between your out breath and your in breath, there is this natural space. And if you're breathing deeply, naturally and easily, you will have this four-part cycle to your breath. And often the greatest place people can struggle with is actually the space, the emptiness at the bottom. And if we were to think about it in the cycle of the universe, we know that the energy of growth is the breathing in. It's the action. It's moving forward. It's the taking. It's the stepping forward and doing something, which we're all so programmed to do, even if it's not always at the right time. And we love having abundance, but not always. We can feel quite uncomfortable with that space at the top. Or we can feel super uncomfortable with the letting go. But we know that we can do those parts, but the biggest one that causes the trigger is the bit at the bottom, is this space, because it's the moment when we are letting go, we've let go, and then we've got to simply allow the universe to do its part, to do its section in the process. Yeah? These two rest points, one at the top in abundance, and one at the top in spaciousness, at bottom in spaciousness, are the places that trigger our ability to show whether we can let go, whether we can be that allowing. And it's the bit in between. It's the bit where we can hold faith. Are we in faith? Are we allowing faith? And it's the brilliant bit that highlights where we wobble, where we don't hold our truth, where we're not being ourselves. So what's different though, compared to this cycle of breath, is that the energy of creation of everything in nature, if you were to watch it, you would notice that it's always cycling to get better and better. It's always spiraling upwards. The energy of the planet is a cycle of energy increasing into better and better, into improvement. So you're not sitting in this sort of stagnant space, but instead learning to go with this cycle. And the cycle is ever present in the moon. When we go through tidal shifts with the moon, it's exactly the same. There is a time when the moon is full. There is a time when the moon is at its less visible to us, although it's still just full, just the same, but less visible to us. And that's a really great way of thinking about it. It's a time when the energy is most visible, when the moon is most visible, yeah? And there's a time when the moon isn't as visible. But the moon is always visible. It just happens to be that we can't see it, yeah? And that's the same thing that's going on with the energy when we are wanting to manifest and grow and go with the energy of the planet. Now, I am all about working in flow with the cycle and spiral of the universe, okay? The creative force of life, yeah? The absolute creative force that creates worlds, creates nature, does everything. When we try to move at the opposite way and force our will onto when the energy is doing something different, so for example, like trying to dance with somebody when you dance in a couple, if you try to lead when it's their time to lead, then you just fall over. Basically, there is a time when your energy is more at the forefront, like the full moon, and you can see it and you can feel it and it's present, and it's your turn to step forward. But then there's a time when the moon isn't as present and your energy isn't as present, and like the time when the tides retreat or it's a still day, this is the time when the universe is leading, not you, and not you. Because this is the time when the universe is back to the baking the cake. Yeah, the universe is baking the cake. It's getting things lined up for you in the physical. It's moving around the jigsaw pieces all the way. It's not your job. This is the time when it's not your job. It's your job at this point to absolutely sit in faith, to really use those things that help you stay in a positive vibe, to release any resistance that's bubbling up that you're being shown at this particular time, of fears of not being good enough and fears that you won't achieve it and fears that it won't, blah, 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 all that fear energy, which is usually a sign because you're trying to move forward when in fact you should be leaning back. You're trying to take action when in fact you should be having faith and trusting and making sure you're in balance. So you're just trying to go with the opposite energy. It's really important. But in this cycle of this process between you and the universe, in this flow, it is in fact a spiral upwards, a spiral to more, a spiral to more abundance. It is ever increasing, ever improving. So if you look at nature, if you look at every year, if you've ever had a garden, you will notice that your garden gets better and better every year if you tend to it. If you allow nature to do its thing, you will notice that every single cycle, the tree gets bigger and bigger and bigger. It's exactly the same. Now, these cycles can happen through a year, can happen through a month, can happen through a week, can happen through a day. There are many, many spirals going on. But when you are manifesting, it is essential that looking at things bigger, you know, I try not to use the word big too much because there is no such thing as big, but when we're moving through changes that haven't been present, we're not going to go from I've had no money to having £1 million, boom, the next day or that day. There is a cycle of increase, a cycle of improvement into your abundance, because for one reason you couldn't frigging handle it and the whole thing would collapse and you would just, you know, lose it. It doesn't work that way. So we have to learn to be able to go through this cycle, this energy, this process of uplifting with each spiral, yeah, with each movement between you and the universe. And this comes down to attunement. So we want to be in alignment. You've heard me talk about this is the alignment of your mind, your body, your energy, balance, basically connected to your soul. But we also need to be attuned to the subtlety of feeling when, I'm trying to push against something that I can't feel any energy at this moment. Therefore, I'm actually being told to just chill out, not my job. I now feel a creative urge and push. Yes, I'm being told this is my time to dance. This is my time to lead. This is my time to drive. Yeah. Whose time is it to drive the vehicle? I'm mixing my metaphors everywhere. But hopefully it's giving you the idea and the clarity of this space in between to see it from a different point of view. That when you want to freak out because something isn't showing up yet, is to recognize that A, it's not your job, because the like the cycles of the seasons, like the cycles of the moon, like the cycles of the tide, like everything on this planet, there is a time when it is not your job, it's not yours to see. Yeah, just like winter, there is a whole host of stuff going on in autumn and winter under the soil. You can't see it. Yeah. But there's a whole load of work going on ready for spring, the same as you can't see the moon when it's not in its full state and the fullness of it. So it's just learning to have this true faith and belief, because I'm explaining how it happens. So faith is based on understanding, but also going, do you know what? It's just not my job. I don't need to control this. I just need to accept it's happening. It's happening. It's done. It's going to happen. It's unfolding. It's happening and unfolding and expression. I'm really great with the fact. And these kind of attuning your thoughts, when you want to get your thoughts into a twisted and noodled state, being able to soften and think about more gentle, loving thoughts about, you know, I put it all down. I have faith because this is unfolding naturally as it does in everything in nature. This is happening for me and it's improving with each cycle. I'm moving in the right direction. I know I'm going to see results soon because of the fact that the universe is cycling. All I have to do at this moment is relax. All I'm being asked to do is to have faith and relax. And I'm going to do things that help me feel really good like that. So I'm going to use my breathing and my meditation. And I'm going to use going for a walk, or I'm going to use going out into, for my case, you know, go for a swim. And I'm going to do things. I'm going to do some creative writing, and I'm going to do some, you know, I'm just going to go through this day in the most ease and grace method way, stance, find a place of peace in this space of knowing I don't have to lead at the moment. And as soon as I feel the nudge and I'm ready and it's my time to come back into my fullness and that I feel that energy come back up, that's when I will take action, because the fuel is there. Yeah, the fuel of love and money, the fuel is always present. But sometimes it's about saying, we don't want to have to do anything with that fuel. I've just got to sit in it. Yeah, I've got to allow myself to replenish. This is a wonderful time when it's not your job to take action, to make sure you are replenished, that you are full, that you are relaxed, that your mind is soft, that your body is soft. So you've got plenty to do, but it's all about you. It's all about loving you instead of rushing to take action to create difference in your life, but in fact to loving, supporting yourself so you feel this richness and fullness. This is where your focus has to be. Yeah, so that you are receiving, that you are in this softness, because you'll be absolutely fired up, ready to feel the next wave of energy, the next wave of improvement, the next wave of action to see difference in your life. So there's a lot of info in here today, but we're talking about the essence of the structure of how the universe, the creative forces of the universe and life all move and all change and how it works. And we're talking about how you can do your part in the process, in the unfolding, and where you need to focus when it's not your job to do the external stuff, but it's your job to focus on the internal of loving yourself, being open, being in your fullness, leaning back, having faith, doing things that feel really utterly delicious to feel good. So have a beautiful and wonderful day. You may want to listen to this a few times. If you have any questions, drop them in the comments. Lots of love.